So today we covenant with each other. And covenant is a word that holds great meaning for me. Our Unitarian Universalist faith, as Reverend Lydia has already talked about, it's not a creedal religion, it is a covenantal religion. Our covenant is what holds us together. It harkens back to 1648 in Massachusetts and the foundational document to congregational polity and religious tolerance. Our faith does not demand that you hold the same beliefs that I do about creation, about what happens after we die, about what feeds us, what nourishes us spiritually. When you become a member of a Unitarian Universalist congregation, there is no creed that you must agree to. Instead, we walk in covenant, which is a deep and sacred promise that we will walk together in religious community. And it is that relational commitment that is so important. What do we know about human relationships? That they are exquisitely lovely and messy sometimes. They can be filled with difference and very often filled with conflict. Our religious practice, our spiritual practice, is to stay in right relationship with each other through the hard times by continuing to show up, to do our best, to work it out in love, staying in relationship. So in a few minutes, I will covenant with you officially, ritually, and I already know that my 10 months of internship here will be profoundly important to me as I walk into ministry. We will walk together and we will change each other as we walk. And I promise you this, it will not always be easy. Because human relationships are messy. Because conflict is difficult. Because every person in our life will fail us at some point. Even the practically perfect ones. Even the ones we love so much. Because what happens? We fall away from covenant. We fall away from connection with each other. We forget the truth about life. We think we're alone and isolated. We become afraid we might strike out. We might withdraw. I know that feeling of disconnection. Sometimes I have felt unloved, unseen, unimportant. Intellectually, I know this is a lie, but those are feelings. And if I'm lucky at that moment, if I'm lucky, I'll remember. And in that moment, the imagery and the metaphor of islands speaks to me. I can feel disconnected and apart like islands are separated in this vast ocean. Separate. Maybe some of them seem close, but it's geological eons, right, before they would move closer together. Unless you look deeper. So on this day, on the merging of the waters, I invite you into this metaphor. If you are willing, I invite you to close your eyes right now. Close your eyes and imagine islands. These islands might be close together. They might be far apart, clustered. But they are separated by this vast blue ocean. There are beautiful islands, rocky islands, small, large islands, separated by the water. Now go deeper. Go below the water. You can breathe just fine. Look down and see the ocean floor. You can see very clearly. You can see a long distance. And you can see that the islands are connected by the ocean floor. We are all connected. The separation is an illusion. We are all connected. Thank you. You can open your eyes. You can come back into this room filled with each glorious one of you. Already, I know I love you, and not in a weird way. Namaste, and blessed be.